from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, congressional leaders have a deal on a short-term spending bill that will fund federal agencies for about 3 months. The agreement announced Sunday averts a possible partial government shutdown when the new budget year begins October 1st and pushes final decisions until after the November election. New legislation looks to address disordered eating in New Jersey, sponsored by Assemblywoman Andrea Katz. The goal is to create an Office of Disordered Eating Prevention within the state's health department,
so that they can start to look into some grant programs and help raise awareness. And look, I don't have all of the answers on how we're going to solve these problems, but that's why we need to create this office and start looking into these grants.
She's also sponsoring a bill that cracks down on social media platforms that promote unhealthy eating habits. Under a proposed law being considered in New Jersey, employers would have to take down a job listing within 2 weeks of the position being filled. Assemblyman Joe Danielson says his bill goes after so-called ghost listings.
These practices harm job seekers by wasting their valuable time and effort on non-existent opportunities.
Critics of the bill say it's just another burden on businesses. Under the proposal, violators would receive a warning, then they face a fine of at least $1,000. New Jersey is home to the best schools in the nation, but new challenges are testing our education system. Schools are scrambling to hire thousands of positions. Educators are competing with cell phone distractions in the classrooms, and districts are losing millions in state funding. We brought together the Garden State's top education experts to discuss these challenges. Join us for our New Jersey 101.5 Town Hall Crisis in the Classroom, New Jersey's greatest educational challenges. It's happening this Thursday night at 7. Watch it on our Facebook page, our website, or listen on New Jersey 101.5. Now the Guaranteed Service Business Report. Sales of the new iPhone 16 are expected to set records. According to analysts at Wedbush, initial sales are way ahead of iPhone 15 start. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up about 61 points. Call Guaranteed Service today and get $50 off any plumbing, cooling, or electrical repair. Visit GuaranteedService.com or call 1-800-GUARANTEED. Is there a cool down this week? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. This is one of New Jersey's driest Septembers on record, rolling right along with some clouds, cooler than normal temperatures, and raindrops in play this week. You won't need the umbrella much, if at all, though. Showers will pulse down this evening and then broken clouds overnight. Low temperatures fall into the upper 50s by morning. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, maybe a sprinkle, highs back to near 70. Wednesday, cloudy and breezy with a better chance of showers and maybe even a few thunderstorms. Highs will be around 70. On Thursday, we'll get an influx of warmer air. Still lots of clouds overhead, but highs improve to around 75 to 80 on Thursday. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
In Belvedere, it is 59 degrees, Old Bridge 65, Burlington 63. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather made possible by Drywall Doctor. If you have a hole or water seams in your wall or ceiling, stress cracks, sagging tape seams, you need the Drywall Doctor. No job is too small for their skilled repair crew, and they offer a fast turnaround and craftsmanship guarantee. Log on for a free estimate at drywalldrnj.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.